This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Interesting weeks we've been having this month so far, hasn't it been? I think so as well. Right now, as we're looking across, government has been weaponized against you. And one of the things that they've been doing right now, from the Biden administration, the Biden-Harris administration, is that Biden, with his weaponized ATF and the sycophants in the legacy media, have launched this elaborate campaign to change the public's perception of the thousands of federally licensed gun dealers in the country whom Biden desperately wants to put out of business. Now, this is classic gaslighting, but it shouldn't come as any surprise because he's declared war on guns and gun dealers just months after taking office, and he foreshadowed his latest move earlier this month. I mean, anybody that went into this thinking, oh, well, there'll be no pain coming out of this one, well, you were just wrong. In an executive order issued March the 14th, Joe Biden promised to provide the public and policymakers with more information regarding federally licensed firearm dealers who are violating the law. Now, the problem for the president is that gun dealers aren't violating the law. They're making minor clerical errors, but that isn't stopping the most anti-gun president in modern history from trying to create a new narrative. And, I mean, the thing about this is a very simple thing. You have to fill out a Form 4473. Unless it is computerized, which here in my state, I go to two gun shops that do have computerized 4473s and one or two that don't. And the ones that do, I'm almost certain they're making me go through a background check anyway, which I don't mind doing that because I'll pass it. But I don't have to, not in this state, not with a concealed carry permit. So, but the only way to not make a clerical error is to have it computerized where it kicks it back out if you do not check each box. And if you do not fill in each section correctly. With a handwritten one, there is always a chance because each FFL, unless they are a one-man band, hires people to sell guns. So then when somebody is hired to sell a gun, when they do sell a gun, when somebody fills out the FFL and they're actually looking at it and checking it to make over, it all really comes down to how good is this person at reviewing the 4473. But not according to Joe Biden. According to him, there's some rogue gun dealers out there. He said, gun dealers violating federal law put us all at risk by increasing the likelihood that firearms will fall into dangerous hands. I have a story about that in just a second. And his executive order states, the president is directing the attorney general to publicly release, to the fullest extent permissible by law, ATF records from the inspection of firearm dealers cited for violation of federal firearm law. One of the gun dealers that I deal with has actually had people that they believe are criminals coming in trying to buy a gun and lying on the FFL. And it has been due to some sort of insider knowledge they may have had on this individual. So when that happens, in the past, more than once, they have contacted the ATF and the local police to tell them that they believe this person is lying on the FFL. So inevitably, what happens is that they're told to tell them that they have to seek more information. Here in South Carolina, you may have to, from time to time, seek more information. And then if you're actually going through a background check, that can hold you up for 3 days. So then they go into the seek more information thing, and as they're doing it, what my friend has tried to do in the past is he tried to coordinate. He's tried to tell them, okay, he's going to be here between here and here, as far as on the clock. and he'll tell the person that they can come here today, and we ought to know something by this time. And law enforcement heretofore has never shown up, including the ATF. So on the one hand, they're out there creating this narrative of, well, these rogue gun dealers are selling guns to people who clearly can't buy guns. Which, considering that selling guns is the most regulated industry on the planet, and you can make some money doing it, and it, if you can actually get into the business, it would behoove you to follow those regulations so that you can stay in business. Despite all that, you're expected to believe that there's a bunch of rogue gun dealers going on out there that they know about in the federal government, that they're just, they just haven't had a chance to bust them yet. So all we got to do now is, you know, we got to create this narrative. So on cue, the ATF just released the names of nearly 100 gun shops that it put out of business by revoking their FFL. On a website titled Enhanced Regulatory Enforcement Policy. And they strongly imply that the revocations resulted from five serious violations of the Gun Control Act. Specifically, refusal to allow an IOI to conduct an inspection, transferring a firearm to a prohibited person, failing to conduct a required background check, falsifying records, failing to respond to a trace request. But, they also point out that the actual reason for the revocations may include, but are not limited to, the above list, which is a massive understatement, since the real reasons for the majority of these revocations is far less serious. Minor clerical errors, which the ATF now considers willful violations of its self-written rules rather than simple mistakes because of its zero tolerance policy that Biden and Garland announced in June of 2021. So, in other words, Biden and the ATF strongly implied that the scores of gun dealers whose shops they've shuttered transferred firearms to prohibited persons, didn't run background checks, or just told an ATF inspector to get out. But that's actually not the case. And they also list the gun shops and their owners by name, and each entry contains a link to their revocation letters, which only say that the revocations were a result of violating the GCA. Nowhere in the documents do they give the actual reason. And they provide the number of revocations and the number of dealers who voluntarily surrendered their FFL after an inspection from July to December 2021 and for all of 2022. But they did not provide any revocation data prior to July 2021 when Biden launched his war on guns and gun dealers. So this makes it difficult to gauge the actual percentage of the increase in revocations, which some ATF watchdogs say is more than 500%. But it does show that revocations are still increasing dramatically. And the media falls in right in there. The USA Today was the first network to take the bait, which is not surprising. That's the Gannett flagship. They've long maintained a partnership with the Trace, the Bloomberg anti-gun, it's supposed to be a news site. It's an anti-gun rag. They even allowed reporters and editors from the Trace to write and edit stories, which USA Today then published as their own. And in a story published Thursday titled, Rogue Gun Dealers Revealed, What to Know as AFT Names Gun Shops That Flout Federal Law. Reporter Nick Pezenstadler parrots many of their talking points. He was the first member of the legacy fake stream media to jump on board with Biden and the AFT, but he certainly won't be the last. The biggest part of the war on guns relies on a media that is willing to parrot his nonsense and overlook his civil rights abuses. And, guess what? He's got that. Elections do matter. That's why the Democrats steal them as often as they can. I wonder if that'll get me, will that get me canceled? I'm not entirely sure that I even care about that. I do believe it with all of my being, that there's never been an election the Democrats won't try to steal. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I often wonder why I say that. you didn't go anywhere, and I didn't go anywhere. I'm going to have to reconsider that particular rejoinder, I do believe. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The Biden Justice Department has reached a settlement, a $144 million agreement in principle to settle a a civil lawsuit filed against the Air Force in the aftermath of a 2017 rampage killing in Sutherland, Texas. And the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms called it one more black mark in Joe Biden's long record of failure, which is very long and distinguished, of failed gun control policy. And the lawsuits, which are filed by dozens of plaintiffs, allege that the Air Force was negligent for failing to report the criminal record of Devin Patrick Kelly, who was convicted of domestic violence while serving in 2012. He was discharged in 2014 for bad conduct. The conviction would have prevented him from buying and owning guns. Because it was not reported to the NICS, he was able to successfully lie on the form 4473 in April 2016 when he bought the rifle used in the attack. See, that's the thing about background checks. If there's nothing to correlate what somebody says happened, it didn't happen. Right? So all of this was spelled out by the CCRKBA in a scathing statement noting that his violations occurred while Joe Biden was vice president under Barack Obama and served as Obama's gun czar as head of a task force which was supposed to provide proposals to reform gun laws. And as noted in the Fox News report, U.S. District Judge Xavier Rodriguez said in 2021, that had the government done its job and entered Kelly's history into the database, it is more likely than not that Kelly would have been deterred from carrying out the church shooting. It definitely would have been more difficult for him to obtain his weapons. The level of deterrence we'll never know. Now, back in 2012, The Guardian noted in a story about the task force, Barack Obama put the issue of tackling gun violence at the heart of his second term, placing his vice president in charge of a task force to produce concrete proposals on the reform of firearm laws within weeks. Well, that was because in his first term, Barack Obama was very concerned about being reelected, and he had watched very carefully with Bill Clinton, and he was not necessarily trying to... The Congress had already flipped with Obamacare. So, I guess there was a bit of a calculus there that was put in place, and he thought to himself that he was not going to do any gun control during the first year. Now, you remember what he said to Medvedev when Medvedev was the president of Russia. He told him that after my reelection, I will have more flexibility to do things. So, Sandy Hook occurs in 2012, right after the election, right after he had won re-election, and feeling like there was wind at his back, he decided he was going to launch into universal background checks and possibly some other things as well. He felt like universal background checks would be the low-hanging fruit. And he made Biden the gun czar. Remember when he got on TV and said, buy a shotgun. Somebody gets out there and, somebody trying to break in your house, go out there on the veranda and fire a couple blasts in the air. Or shoot through the door. That was that time. And, of course, none of Obama's proposals actually passed anything. And Biden did nothing. So... the irony of this timing is only becoming relevant now, more than a decade after Biden, a career gun prohibitionist who recently insisted that he is a Second Amendment guy because he owns two shotguns, headed the task force, which was supposed to come up with solutions to gun-related violence. And there are solutions for it. Unfortunately, none of them will be considered by the Democrats. His shotgun remark, reported by CNS News, brought heaps of sarcasm from the grassroots activists, including one man in Florida who observed a telephone conversation that said, I own a guitar, but that doesn't make me Jimi Hendrix. And it was Biden's responsibility as Barack Obama's gun czar to prevent this sort of thing, said chairman of the Citizens Committee, Alan Gottlieb. More than 10 years later, we're learning that Joe Biden couldn't even do that job right, and taxpayers will ultimately be paying $144 million for this. Now, according to a Wikipedia history of the rampage of the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Kelly bought two guns in 2012, and later he was able to buy four more other guns, including the semi-automatic Ruger rifle, with which he killed more than two dozen people in the church in November 2017. And Gottlieb noted, although the crime occurred after Obama and Biden left office, they have to own this tragedy because of the Kelly case. The Air Force foul-up and the subsequent gun purchases all happened on their watch. Now, once Kelly started his rampage, he was confronted and dealt with by Stephen Williford, who shot him with an AR-15 rifle. He tried to run away from Williford when he was engaged by somebody who could fight back, and he eventually lost control of his vehicle and swerved off into a field, and he'd been hit twice by Williford, and he shot himself. Williford was hailed as a hero for his intervention. He was a firearms instructor, and the fact that he opened fire on the killer with a rifle that Biden wants to ban has not been lost on millions of us. And in recent days following the school shooting in Nashville, Biden has attempted to bring public pressure on Congress to push his gun control agenda. And once again, Alan Gottlieb is having none of it. So he said, the blood in Texas is on the hands of Biden and Barack Obama, just as sure as the settlement will be at the expense of the taxpayers. Now we're supposed to admonish Congress for not moving ahead on his gun prohibition agenda. We're tired of paying the price for his failures, and we should not be expected to sacrifice our rights just so he can claim some make-believe victory against crime. He also said Americans are suffering from his incompetence as president, and gun owners have become whipping boys because the Texas killer was repeatedly unable to slip through the system like the president slips up repeatedly during speeches and even while climbing the steps to Air Force One. Yeah, that's what I like about Alan. Alan is not really one to mince words. And these are all words that the president is deserving of because he is the most incompetent chief executive we have ever had. He makes Jimmy Carter look, I don't know, like Washington. He's that bad. He is that bad. And he is definitely not our friend. And no matter how much he wants to be the Second Amendment guy, he is not our friend, not at all. So, it's good to see this stuff coming out. We'll see how far this gets within the fake stream media. Probably not very far. But you know about it, right? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been charged reportedly for espionage by Russia and has very few rights in Russian custody compared to the American system. The CDC warning health officials about the rare Ebola-like Marburg virus, advising medical professionals to be on the lookout. There are two reported outbreaks, one in Tanzania, the other in Equatorial Guinea. No known cases in the U.S. as of yet. President Biden has invited Tennessee lawmakers to the White House after they were targeted with expulsion for protesting gun violence on the House floor. Six people were shot on the beach in South Carolina yesterday around a group of teenagers gathering for spring break. At least five of the victims are believed to be in their teens, the sixth an adult. They were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Coming out of the Tennessee legislature, we see some spinal columns on display, very stiff spines. They have voted to expel now former reps Justin Jones and Justin Pearson. The motion to expel Representative Gloria Johnson failed by one vote. These guys led an anti-gun demonstration with a bullhorn from the well of the House last week following the shooting at the New Covenant School in Nashville. Now, remember, right now we exist in a time where there, you know, a bunch of people walking between the silk ropes on January the 6th, they were insurrectionists. These guys were sitting with a bullhorn leading chants and clearly inciting, at the very least, a predicament where they couldn't do business in the legislature. As the AP reports, the banishment of Jones and Pearson was a move the chamber has used only a handful of times since the Civil War. Most state legislatures possess the power to expel members, but it is generally reserved as a punishment for lawmakers accused of serious misconduct, not used as a weapon against political opponents. Thousands of people flocked to the Capitol on Thursday to support the Democrats, cheering and chanting outside the House chamber so loudly that the noise drowned out the proceedings. The trio held hands as they walked onto the House floor, and Pearson raised his fist to the crowd during the Pledge of Allegiance. Offered a chance to defend himself before the vote, Jones said the GOP responded to the shooting with a different kind of attack. "We called for you all to ban assault weapons, and you respond with an assault on democracy." Democracy. Well, you know, we're going to have more of this. We're going to have more of this because it's not just, you know, guns are actually an avatar. The fact that we have guns is a representation of the fact that, well, you know, should you push it too far, there is a line that we might reach. And if we do, this could be bad for you. And especially now, I mean, we have a The police forces are shrinking in all the big cities. Crime is going up in all the big cities. Now, all the big cities will pay, without a doubt. All of the big cities, you know, if you sit out there and you're looking at things like, wow, man, things are bad. Things are bad in the Democrat-controlled cities. Crime is upticking a little bit in other areas as well, but where we have not gotten out there and seen where the government is getting out there going, let's defund the police, well, then what you see is there's still relative law and order. Now, the big cities, there is not, and the uptick is both startling and quite the contrast if you look at it. Now, as far as legislators are concerned, I'm pretty sure that there's nothing in the democracy that allows for somebody to get out there and do that kind of thing where they're trying to basically incite a riot. No matter what they may say about January the 6th. And these guys were basically, they were being Ray Epps. Right? So, we know how many agent provocateurs were there, don't we? About 40. Anyway. Now, along with this, Tennessee is considering a bill to arm teachers. And a Moms Demand activist, who said she is a former teacher, yelled at Tennessee state representatives for advancing that bill that would allow teachers to have guns on campus in the aftermath. Now, they just lost three students and three members of the faculty. I would think that you know, teachers would be sitting back going, yeah, we should find a way to defend ourselves and the kids. Now, the shooter, well, she identified herself as a MUS, which is a made-up sexual status. And she specifically targeted the school because another location she thought of attacking had too much security. Now, the hearing room for this, which was full of gun control activists, booed and heckled the Republican representatives after they voted to advance the bill through a House committee. And as they got up to leave, one woman began shouting out the representatives about how she knows how to use firearms, but she would never carry inside the classroom because she would not shoot her students. Well, who's asking you to do that? She screamed, I would never carry a gun in front of my students. I loved my students. I would die for them, but I would not shoot them. Well, I guess if somebody's coming at you with a gun, are they going to shoot you, lady? I guess you have the option, right? From Twitter, from Representative Justin Jones in the House Education Administration Committee right now, where my Republican colleagues are hearing HB 1202, to allow teachers to carry guns in schools. Our community is still grieving last week's mass shooting at Covenant Elementary that took six lives. Their solution is more guns. Shameful. No, it's not shameful there, ex-representative. It's not shameful at all. Now, there's a few ways to interpret what the ex-teacher said, and none of it is good. One is that she thinks she's not stable enough to be trusted with a firearm because she might use it on a student. And you know what? Okay, if you think that, you should not have a firearm in a school setting. You do not get to shoot your students if they don't do their homework. But one charitable interpretation is she meant the second them as the incoming random attacker, but then in theory her students would still be in danger if she dies without taking out the threat. So this is all about what she feels is the best feels to have. The last possible explanation is that she would not shoot her student who's going around killing other students. And again, none of these explanations are good. And that's a really odd comment to make in an attempt to persuade a lawmaker. I will not shoot a rampage shooter. Well, I guess it's probably good you're not a teacher anymore, because in the event that one came into your school, you're just going to stand there and take it. Are you going to shield your students? Are you going to try to shepherd them to safety? What are you going to do? But you're not going to attack? Shame on you. And shame on all of these people. Shame all these people that get out there and do. They don't want to protect students. They don't want to protect students. If they really believe, if they truly, truly believe that restricting law-abiding people from owning this kind of gun or that kind of gun is going to make one damn bit of difference when it comes to these rampage killers. They're completely wrong. They're deluded. If they're doing it for the reasons that I think they're doing it, which is just to simply disarm us, well, they're evil. And if they're doing it for a combination of the above, which nobody can act, you can't really believe that there's a way to make guns go away now. There just isn't. There is not. Very few societies have actually ever banned all guns. And, you know, when you look at some of these guys, the mere presence of the AR-15, Audrey Hale was using that Kel-Tec Sub 2000 primarily when she came through the door. She did have an AR-15 and, slung on her front. She did. But I didn't see her actually using it. That may have happened. I don't know. She may have used that to shoot through the windows. Supposedly, she shot 152 rounds. So I don't know. I don't know what she was using and which weapon was, you know, and maybe we'll get a breakdown of ammunition expended later on as these after-action reviews continue to come in. But shame on these people for not agreeing to harden the target. They have to harden the target. Failure to harden the target means this will happen. And you know what? They're not going to harden. This will continue to happen. This is going to continue to happen. We're going to continue to lose teachers and students to senseless gunfire because we won't do something to harden the target. Because evil exists. Because mental illness exists. Because right now we got a 26-year-old man running around, and he's the new model, the spokeshole for Nike sports bras. And that's what we're supposed to believe, not that they're mentally ill. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm getting ready to go get my my back adjusted. Back to doing that again on a diet. Trying to get all healthy and everything else. Certainly not, you know. I probably need to be in pretty good shape because who knows. We might have to get kinetic here with these yahoos one day. There is always going to be some anti-gun study floating around. Always. And you see it time and time again. And the media will always be happy to report on that study without a word of criticism about anything having to do with that study. And it's almost amusing how little criticism these studies get. Now, the latest doesn't actually make a whole lot of sense. Because it implies that guns have somehow become more lethal. Now, the lethal part of the gun is the barrel and the ammunition. So, the Ruger Mini 14, which I really need to get one of those. I'm thinking real serious about it. The Ruger Mini 14, which is a okay gun in the eyes of the banners, it is okay, whereas an AR-15 is more lethal. But, of course, you know that's not true. You know that's not true. A new study has found that fatalities from gun violence in the U.S. have increased over time, with more victims dying at the scene of a shooting before they can be transferred to medical treatment facilities. The research was published Wednesday in the Journal of the American Medical Association, examined gun violence incidents from 1999 to 2021, including firearm deaths due to assaults, unintentional injuries, and unknown intent. Using data from the CDC, they discovered the proportion of deaths at the scene increased from about 52% in 1999 to almost 57% in 2021. Nearly 49,000 people died from gun violence in the U.S. in 2021, according to the CDC. Although the CDC does not actually term that as gun violence. And the research letter summarizing the study said this increase in fatalities was likely due to several factors, including higher gun sales, social isolation during the COVID-19 pandemic, and a lack of new federal firearm legislation. Now, I don't know what firearm legislation they could have that would stop suicide. Because more than two-thirds of that number is suicide. Now, they didn't actually use it in the study, the suicides, which is surprising because that's always good to skew the results. So it seems the numbers may be pretty accurate. But where I have a problem is their findings. Because you have higher gun sales and a lack of regulation, that doesn't make guns, that doesn't make more guns more lethal. In fact, during the time period that they looked at, there wasn't really any advancements in firearm technology that would account for any such thing. This is, I mean, every time we have a SHOT Show or an NRA, which is coming up next week or something, I'm out there going, what could they possibly come out with new? What we have right now today with the brass encased bullet that has powder and a primer and all these other things, that's pretty much a static development. We haven't gotten anywhere to, you know, we don't have any, electromagnetic guns or anything out there. You know, the next thing that was ray guns, we don't have phasers. So, there haven't been any advancements. And we also know that so-called assault weapons started becoming popular to this time period as a result of the 1994 assault weapon ban. So it's unlikely that would play a role. They do try to blame larger capacity magazines, which they say might play a role. If you can put more rounds on target, the chances of killing someone are increased. But I don't see how they figure that made the case, because you can also change magazines really, 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 really fast. And they seem to suggest they didn't even really look at that sort of thing when they note, further investigation of the temporal and geospatial distributions of pre-hospital deaths, weapons used, patterns of injury and variations by race and ethnicity and age is needed to give effective interventions. So, they reached a conclusion as to why this was a problem when they don't know any of that other stuff. And, you know, this is just sketchy. This is just a sketchy thing, and which is why I say this study doesn't make any sense. Yet again, though, they seem to just know the problem is the lack of federal gun control laws while not comprehending literally anything else. No wonder people are growing to distrust research more and more. And it's only too bad no one in the media will look at these studies twice, because they should be looking at these studies, you know, with a very jaundiced eye. You know, it wasn't that long ago when a lot of headlines claimed that Uvalde police failed to enter Robb Elementary School due to the fears over the shooter's AR-15. And that was taken as evidence that we should ban AR-15s. But then Nashville occurred, and something completely different happened. And while the killer also had an AR-15, they responded very differently. They rushed in. They went in without hesitation. They had already lost six people. They were, you know, going by them as they were headed towards the shooter. And they were there within minutes. They entered the school and subdued the shooter and saved the lives of countless potential victims. Nashville Metro Chief of Police John Drake told reporters, "We've trained for incidents like this for years with the thought that if it ever happened, we would not hesitate. We would go in, and we would do whatever was needed for the safety of those involved." When Engelbert heard gunshots, he told reporters he couldn't get to it fast enough as he searched for a staircase, understanding the shots were coming from the second floor. And he revealed that when he found himself at the front of the stack, he realized he wasn't wearing rifle-grade body armor for protection. And still, he went. Most police don't wear rifle grade body armor during the day. They're wearing some sort of soft body armor because they get in and out of a car. They're wearing it for hours on end. The body armor vest has now become basically their load bearing equipment. Probably not a bad idea, but I mean, when you're getting in and out of a car, I mean, if you want, like, I carry a man purse now. And when I get in the car, if I have my man purse on, I have to get the seatbelt around the man purse. Now, I can take the man purse off. I can just take it off my shoulder. When you're wearing a vest like this that has magazines and a baton and flashlights and radios and all sorts, you can't. So these vests that these guys are issued nowadays, they are meant to be, a couple of things at the same time. So, still, wearing soft body armor, he went. Now, let's compare the shootings in Uvalde to Nashville for a second. Uvalde resulted in 21 innocent lives taken. Nashville resulted in 6. And that's 6 too many, but that's 15 fewer than Uvalde. And Engelbert, who had plenty of reason to delay not wearing sufficient armor, he didn't hesitate. And he went in and he put the threat down. And you can fixate on the gun if you want to, or the law surrounding them, but the secret to minimizing the impact of these shootings isn't a new law restricting people's freedom. It's putting in place a quick and aggressive response. That will work every time. Every time. Police were on the scene and engaged a shooter within minutes in Nashville. In Uvalde, it was 1 hour and 14 minutes. So, Uvalde had a whole hour longer because from the time of the first shots ringing out, the call being made to the time Audrey Hale was shot and killed, 14 minutes elapsed. Let's look at White Settlement, Texas. In that instance, the killer decided to try and shoot up a church service, and it didn't work out. A volunteer working security put a round in his head within mere seconds. The death toll, not counting the human-shaped filth, 2. Because we do have response time. But quick response time is something that is present when you have armed responders there in place. I'll be back next week. And in between now and then, remember this. Carry your gun everywhere you go. Stay awake. Always, always, always be aware. You are the deterrent, the specter that in your area, you are the ones deterring crime. Just the mere thought that you may exist. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.